What is going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits, and of course, I'm always joined with my co-host, CW.
Hey, that's me.
And today we have the absolute honor, pleasure, you know, the great benefit of having someone who I've met, I want to say, like, later this month would be a year ago. However, like, I actually seen a video I recorded of them at an XRCO award, like, in 2017 that shocked me because I was recording. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's Ember. And I was like, I got all giddy for a second. But so it was Ember Snow. That's who we have on today. She's been she's worked with top agencies like Hustler, Evil Angel, Digital Playground, Brazzers. She has been nominated for many, many, many awards in her short career, and it's all greatly deserved. She's been nominated for, you know, Asian Empress of the Year, best comedy on one that she directed and produced. It's called Choice. She's been nominated for best supporting actor with one she did with Nathan Bronston, best transgender one-on-one scene. I mean, like, she's done so much, and I'm really excited that I finally have the opportunity to have her on, because, like, she is such a great person to have around. Like, every time you see her, you see that bright smile from the opposite side. Like, you ever see, like, something shy from the opposite side of the room? That's her smile. You see her on the opposite side of the room, and it's just like, that's Ember. And you get over there and walk over there and say, hey, Ember, when you see her. So, without any further ado, our amazing guest today is Miss Ember Snow. How are you doing, Miss Ember?
Hello.
Hi. Glad to be here. You set me up a lot.
before we go any further, for, you know, the sad, misfortunate souls out there who don't know who you are yet, can you tell them, like, you know, who you are?
Well, I do porn. I am also a cam model. And I'm also, like, you know, your girl next door.
I just find it funny when someone says, yeah, I do porn. It's because, like, it's so much, like, from what I've been reading, because, like, I do my notes, and I know sometimes when I work with certain agencies, and Star Factor sent you on my way, they sent me notes on you, and, like, I'm reading all your notes and stuff, and it goes beyond what, you know, some people would think that you're doing. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, this person really has, she plays video games. She's into Assassin's Creed. And I'm like, you know, that's not one of the games that I'm really into, because I play games that are similar. Oh. And it's like, huh?
Really?
I play Monster Hunter World, which is similar. And I'm like to watch The Witcher, and it's like, those are along the same lines as Assassin's Creed is. And it's like, oh my goodness, I wouldn't even thought about that. And then your celebrities that you would want to hang out with, Margot Robbie, and I'm like, I wouldn't even, you know,
I wouldn't want to hang out with him. Uh-huh.
Here's the thing, like, CW, he curses, and I don't curse, so it's like a little funny dynamic between us two, and I don't mind if our guests curse, but it's just, like, I don't, so it's just, like, weird, so I just try to use other words.
I want to make love to her.
I mean, she is a very, you know, beautiful, beautiful person.
She's very talented, too.
Yeah, she is very talented.
She is. It goes beyond her beauty. That's another thing that's, like, gravitating me to her.
I can see that.
Yeah, Tanya was a pretty good movie.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, she doesn't really care if she needs to, like, tone down her hotness to play a role, and I really respect that, too.
Y'all seen a meme with her that they put her in different roles to show like how different like she looks in each one. So I can see what you mean. I haven't seen all her movies, so that's not my. I've only seen her like mainly in as Harley Quinn, but I can't think of everything else I've seen her act in.
She's got some interesting indie movies if you look for them.
So, but I do want to say, so Miss Snow, how did you end up getting into this crazy, fun, sexual energy? Industry. English. I can't speak it.
We're all just waking up right now. It's okay. I'm not judging you. I have several reasons. Two of the most common reasons are I wanted to explore my sexuality after losing my virginity. And the other reason is because I wanted to make my own money and hopefully produce my own films. Not necessarily porn, but mainstream.
Okay.
See.
And I know you've directed many of different ones by yourself that you put out there. So you're technically doing that now. You're getting yourself out there and people can see the dynamics of your eye. And you know,
actually, I've produced more instead of directed.
Well, I mean, like,
I guess you can kind of say that I've also kind of directed because I produced my own videos too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in a way,
I know you've you produced Girl Crushes. So yeah. I know. I mean, like, because like when I look at produce and directing, whatever, I see directing as a person who's in charge of the ins and out, and a producer is the person who pays for everything. So that's whatever. Cause that's why I got my degree. I got my degree in film. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to produce stuff. Mm-hmm. So I see your idea. So like, what type of movies did you want to produce in mainstream? You know,
different kinds. Like, I want to produce like some. There's one script that I want to produce. I can't say too much about it.
No, no. We don't say what it is. You can talk about it. Like, it's a comedy.
It's more of a thriller.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I meant. Just go ahead.
Yeah, it's more of a thriller. Okay.
I don't want you to reveal too much because you know I just want everybody to know out there that you're out there putting together a thriller. Everybody, when this comes out and you see Ember's name out there in lights, I want y'all to go out there and say, "Oh my God, Ember put this together." We have to go out there and watch it now. I mean, there's no later. There's now. There's no bootlegging yet. Like you steal other stuff, it's now. Go out there and pay for it as soon as you see Ember's thing out there, you know. So that's the mindset I want everybody to be in when they see your name.
I just really like dark stuff, like fun films and TV shows or characters. That's what I'm so drawn to.
I mean, I know your favorite TV show is The Walking Dead. So what type of like dark movies are you referring to?
I am referring to movies like Mulholland Drive, Blue Velvet. You know.
Oh, David Lynch.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's gonna twist or turn or like, is this even real right now?
Exactly. Or, you know, even Gone Girl. There's a fucked up character in that.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah.
She's fucking crazy. Oh, shit. If nobody's seen this, well.
I've never seen those
You
movies.
Don't know who I'm talking about.
What?
Yeah.
You've never seen Gone Girl?
No.
In case anybody's listening.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you have?
Wow.
No.
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
I mean, not, like, right, there's might be a, it might be like a year before I like watch that.
It's a good movie.
I'm one.
Oh wait, oh wait. Ross Star doesn't watch Ben Affleck movies.
Oh, oh really? Man. It's okay. I can find you other fucked up films.
No, like I'm just not a Ben Affleck fan, you know. So
you didn't like him as Batman?
I refuse to watch him with Batman. I'd rather like, you know, stick.
He doesn't even care if it's a good movie. He won't watch The Town. He won't watch any good movie with Ben Affleck.
I've only seen two good in his entire Rolodex of movies that I've seen with him in. I've only can think of two movies that he's good in. The movie itself is good. And it's that sure. is and that is Jay and Silent Bob's Right Back. And the movie with him robbing a bank or something, or him. And
oh, it's The Town.
That's The Town.
So yes, that's it. That's it.
Yes, yeah. Oh, everything, wow.
Everything else that I've ever seen this human being in, I find repugnant.
Really? I bet you've seen a Ben Affleck movie and you didn't even know he was in it and you liked it.
Because he hated him so much, you just like erased them in your mind.
Probably.
Yep.
Or like, I mean, like, and the thing is, it's like Ben is barely in Jay and Silent Bob, but he's in there.
Nah, he's got a pretty sized board. Strike Back. That's right. He has barely any role in it. You're right.
Yeah, but don't they have like other movies?
Oh, three. Take that back. Yeah. Take that back.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Dogma.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So three. I had to think. Three.
It wasn't that bad there too. I mean, I didn't watch like Daredevil. I didn't watch
Don't watch Daredevil.
Horrible.
pretend that movie didn't exist, like Green Lantern. Just pretend that movie didn't exist.
Right.
So you didn't like what Pearl Harbor?
No.
What?
And I'm a history. I have a history degree. You would think I would love that. No, it bombed at the theater and bombed in all our hearts. So
what about Good Will Hunting?
No,
you don't like him there too. My what God, about Chasing Amy?
No, you about to say and
what about School Ties?
Nope.
You don't even remember that movie. Shut up.
You don't know what I remember, sir.
Well, and, who stars in School Ties then?
So, and as far as...
Yeah, exactly. Say,
Indigenous Bastards and, Brendan Fraser.
Right. You just looked that up.
You, well, bottom line, you need to look up Gone Girl. Whether you like Ben Affleck or not, because it's such a good, I think it's actually based on a true story. Because there is a man who has, oh fuck, which one is it called? It's a documentary, Lacey Peterson, I believe.
I think it's based on a book that it's a fictional book, but it's inspired by the whole Lacey Peterson case.
Yeah, exactly. And the guy who's being accused looks kind of like Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, yeah. I guess when I watched it, I was like, yeah, this is like Lacey Peterson.
Uh-huh. So if you want, you can watch the documentary about Lacey Peterson first and then watch Gone Girl. I mean, it's not going to be exactly the same because it's fictional, but it's fucked up.
You're not going to try to turn me into a Ben Affleck fan.
Man, no. Well, I mean, you don't have to, but just watch the case. Oh, man. There's mm-hmm. so much true crime stuff you can watch right now.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. I like the documentaries, too, especially if it has something to do with true crime.
Yeah. I just finished watching the Atlanta Child Murders on HBO.
Oh my God, how was that?
It is crazy. So you know, I watched Mindhunter on Netflix.
Yeah.
And the last season covers the child murders, and of course, you know, the narrative gives it a certain kind of point of view from the show. But as you watch the doc, I watched another documentary about it, the child murders. And then, you know, it's like, okay, Wayne Williams, the guy. And then when you watch the four-part documentary, or I think it might be four or five parts, they totally just flip everything. You're like, man, maybe he might have killed one or two of these people, but he probably didn't kill any of those children.
Really?
Yeah, and it makes you really doubt it. Like, you're really like, whoa. And then, like, the testimony of, like, some of the people and just, like, the misconduct from the police and the FBI is just like, oh, God. It's an interesting watch because you're like, man, like, there might have been, like, a whole ring of, like, child murderers.
Wow. Yeah, that would be... Wow. I should, actually. You said it's on HBO?
Yeah.
My God. Because a lot of things that they... Or at least based on Mindhunter, it seems like they had some circumstantial stuff against him. But he was still saying that, you know, nope, I didn't do shit. So
yeah, it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. There were a lot of kids who died at that time. Oh my God. Yes. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I'm so into like serial killers and stuff.
It's watch it. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, man, I don't. Sometimes I think about my age and I think about like watching my dad grow up, watching my dad watch cable, and he's like watching Investigative Discovery all day and all the like serial killer stuff. And I'm like, why? And now I'm like, yeah, I'm on YouTube. I'm watching this. I watched this thing called That Chapter, and it's this guy. He just talks about murder cases from across like the U.S., but he's from like England. It's super interesting.
Oh my God! Yeah.
See, I know, like, I don't know if CW took this class, but in my high school, we had this class called criminology.
Criminology.
My God! Like, I was sitting back in that class, like, oh my God, tell me more. And it's like, and I remember talking about what I was learning in class on a TV show I was doing back when I was younger. And like, we were talking about Charles Manson. And it was just like, you know, you're just interacting about how crazy some people are. And then like, my friend, she is one of the editors for Investigation Discovery. And so, like she tells me, like, some of the stories that she's edited before, and, like, some of that crap is crazy.
Yeah. Like, no, seriously.
And I'm like...
Have you guys heard of this serial killer who, like, ate his lovers?
I mean, that's a few people, though.
Oh, yeah. So, years ago, I rented... we have this little video store in my college town. And I rent this movie called Feed. And it's about, well, basically this FBI agent.
Chris, you're fading.
Oh, yeah. I'm fading? You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so it's this movie Feed, and it's about this FBI agent who, or Interpol, something like that. He finds out about the secret websites where they basically is super overweight people, and they're being fed to death for like money, and they follow this guy. But anyway, the opening is about the guy that ate his lovers, and like they were like allowing him to cannibalize them, and I've heard of that case. Or there's a guy if I'm not mistaken, it's the same guy. One guy allowed him to cut off his penis and cook it and eat it.
The fuck? Are you sure we're talking about the same guy? It's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, you're talking about Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm talking about a guy in Europe.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised after.
The thing with Dahmer is people didn't believe it was him because he's too cute to murder.
too cute.
Shit.
But that was it. That's their whole story. Yeah, he's too cute to do a murder.
Why would he was a crazy guy. Like, have you ever seen that movie, My Friend Dahmer? Or it's also a book, but.
I've only, to be honest with you, I haven't gotten around to watch.
He was always weird. Movies,
but I did watch a documentary on him a long time ago. But that was one thing that I've seen on him.
Is this the one with Jeremy Renner?
Oh, I saw that one. That one was, ugh.
I heard it wasn't a really good movie, but the only good thing about it was Renner's performance. But I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it just kind of jumps around a bit, but he is really fucking creepy in it.
Yeah, it's like there's something off about him. You can like kind of tell. He's not like Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy's more like a charmer and very manipulative.
I think I was confusing someone just then. I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm getting older. So I confused Dahmer and Bundy for a second. Because they both were, you know. they both were, you know, putting stuff in refrigerators. So,
Bundy would just like leave girls in places after he killed them.
Yeah, he's actually beheaded one woman.
See, this is what happens with age. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting forgetful.
It's okay that you're not like keen on all serial killer knowledge. It's all right.
It's called confusion.
We just love talking about serial killers. I'm sorry.
So, because like I know I was watching something yesterday on the godmother or grandmother cocaine.
Uh-huh.
I was watching something on her yesterday, and they were talking about how she invented the drive-by going on motorcycles. So they consider her, you know, a serial killer and a drug pusher and stuff like that. So it's like,
who did she kill?
Oh, she just killed a lot of people who were her enemies. And I know the only reason she got killed was because she got killed in the same way, same fashion of what they say she invented, because she got killed in a drive-by on motorcycles. When she was like 65, though.
How far?
Yeah, after, you know, she had went to jail, found Jesus, and people were still mad. And she did a one time visit, and people knew she was there. And they came out and killed her.
La bruja.
But they like she lived her whole life by then. She was like, I said, she was 65 or something like that. So she was, you know, she had already did her.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Good time already. So,
damn.
What the fuck? I'm gonna have some good dreams tonight, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, child murderers, cannibals, drug king, queen pins, charming murderers.
Well, the thing is, whenever I have like dreams about, you know, about to get killed, I usually know it's a dream, and then I wake myself up. So I never actually get killed in my dreams.
Yeah, I always wake up right before something, right before I'm about to die.
Yeah.
We can't die in our dreams. It could be forever.
And I'm like, fuck, that was intense. Like, what was I doing with some hillbillies? Like,
why was I here? Why was I there?
Yeah, why was I there? What?
You just show up in places, you know. Sometimes you don't even look like you.
I've never seen myself like in a dream, though. I've never looked in a mirror that I can think of. I'm always like the third, like in first person.
Mm. Yeah, most of the time. But I mean, you can see your hand and your feet.
Oh, so you've had dreams where you looked at your hands and feet and they were like different?
Yeah.
What is that like?
I have no idea. I don't remember a lot of my dreams, but I've had dreams where it's like, I'm not me.
Wow.
It's weird.
Let your dreams be dreams.
That sounds like it's a little kind of cool, but yeah, I guess it could be weird and jarring. Like, who the fuck am I? And then you're like, but I'm me. This isn't me, though.
Exactly. It's kind of fucked up.
A little bit. Yeah, your dreams are like, oh, man, my mind is mind fucking me right now.
Inception.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But I do know that some of the stuff, like, I do in dreams. Like, I realize there are dreams if I do certain things. As far as, like, if I see myself running in a dream, I know I'm dreaming.
You're what?
Oh.
Yeah. You're like, no, ever since I got injured, everything I do, and I know that I can't physically do it now, I know that I'm dreaming.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That's kind of actually sad, but...
I mean, like, you know...
I mean, that's great that you're still running in your dreams, man. It makes me think about that movie, Strange Days.
I don't know that movie, but I'm just saying.
It's a movie and from the late 90s with Angela Bassett and Rafe.
Oh yeah, okay. When is Utopia in New York?
Yeah.
Strange Days. I'm looking it up. Strange Days. It sounds familiar.
It's a good movie. I know it's Angela Bassett and
I haven't seen it.
What's that old man name?
It's Ralph Fiennes, but it says like it's Ralph, but it says I guess you're supposed to pronounce it Ralph Fiennes, yeah.
I just sound so familiar. Oh yeah, I've seen this. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like it though. That's my shit.
I really like that movie.
But yeah, so that's how I know stuff is real or not, if my physical attributes. That's what I can do, you know. Sorry to make this dark, you know. But
it's okay. You know I'm into dark.
So I just want to make sure that we do hit on everything that you have going on. So before we go on, I read your bio, and it says you're doing more like serious produced scenes with fans and stuff. So what is the criteria you do for stuff like that? Because I know how hard it is to do certain things like that because of certain things that fans need to do.
I just figured that out, yeah. I figured that out. I mean, I've worked with like at least probably 3 fans.
Okay.
And we have warned them, like, can you actually perform? And they seemed confident in their interviews. So I chose like 3. I chose 3. And I mean, it's not going to be like a male porn star all the time.
I know I've told a few people, because since I've been around for a while, people always ask me, like, can they get into the industry and stuff like that, and who to contact, etc. And I tell them, like, certain things that they need to do as far as if they're going to be a mainstream porn person. And I said, people always confuse the fact that you can be good at regular sex.
Yeah.
No matter what. But are you good at porn sex? Which is completely different.
Thank you.
And like, you know, for myself, I would say I would not be anywhere near as good to do porn sex.
I cramp up too much.
My regular sex, my regular sex is just okay. It gets a pass. It gets okay. We all did this thing. But no, porn sex isn't gonna be in the cards for me. And people don't understand the differences between that. And they just think because because they think they're the best thing out there. That is going to be divine, but they don't understand, like, you know, you got to come with command, which is hard in itself. You got to
get hard in them on demand, too.
You got to get hard on demand.
Yeah.
Just because a woman, just because a beautiful woman is in front of you, doesn't mean you can just say, okay, I'm
in. Okay. Can you get your dick hard with seven of your homies in the room? If you can't, probably. Because, I mean, I don't know how many people are on a porn shoot. I mean, well, actually, no, we went that one time, but it depends. Yeah.
But you can expect there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah, like if you can't do that.
Yeah, can you say hi while you're just sitting there taking direction? It's hard. Can you just sit there hard while you're sitting there taking direction?
Yeah, and also, you know, doing certain positions, because there are some companies who require us to do certain positions, and for who knows how long, can you stay hard and do that position and still fuck the girl?
And not come.
Oh.
And not come, exactly.
Because some of those positions, I'm like, now, maybe that is fun, but that looks uncomfortable. And they've been doing that for 3 minutes. Like, aren't her heels digging into, like, his abs? And aren't her quads burning right now?
Yeah, I know.
You're a personal trainer, sorry.
Oh,
a lot of male talents do so much stuff. Like, I mean, with us ladies, we kind of just have to stay pretty and take it.
Like, that don't look... I mean, because sometimes I'm like, yo, they show hard acting right now, because that looks fun, but in practice, in real life sex, that's not that fun right there. That's kind of painful. Yeah, that's some endurance right there on both sides.
That's what I think, too. People don't understand the, like, just how long you have to be hard throughout the day. Just in general, because you have, like, you know, pictures you have to take, then you have to do the scene, then you have to, you know, it's just so much. And, like, you got to do the pictures first, and you're in somebody. And, like, that's a full day of erection, you know? And it's like...
Yeah, I tell guys when they're, like, asking me how they get into the industry, like, can you at least stay hard for an hour? And not come, at least. But sometimes they've had, like, I don't know, 12-hour days on set.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah, so either you stay hard, and then, you know, you can lose it. And then once we need you again, you need to get hard again.
Yeah, and this is why I would never, ever... be a performer, y'all. I will stay my little happy behind the camera, you know, taking pictures and helping y'all get in and doing the events, because
I personally can't I can't noise, like, you know, like sometimes I listen to, like, yeah, well, of course I listen with sound on, but I'm like, oh, and she said that, and in real life, and then it'd be like, and I'm nutting, boom, that's, sorry, that's over. I was like, I could never do this. I could never. This is too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, the guys do a lot.
But I do know, like, when it just comes to fans, that the fact that you were willing or are willing to do that, that does garner you some fact, because you're like, and I don't mean this to be creepy, but you are a beautiful woman. So, like, you know, people, like, say, oh, I have the opportunity to do something with her, you know? And some of them will fudge, you know, the truth a little bit, or what they can do as far as expectations, just because they believe that, they have that fixation that, like, they'll get to work with you as a person, you know? And... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and from the outside in, it makes it feels like, as a fan, it's like, oh, maybe I do have a shot in my mind. So it's like, this person, for some people, they're like, this is you become more real in a way, I guess. Like, oh, I can, you're tangible. Like, I could be the fan.
Actually, even before I started doing the those scenes, I've gotten some messages from guys where they already know that I have a chance. They have a chance. They don't think that I'm just a fantasy.
Well, I mean, like, some are, you know, the creepers that, you know, just seem, I mean, people will sit back and, you know, watch your scene, whatever, and say, okay, let me shoot my shot, whatever.
I mean, you have
the good people out there who aren't creepers, who just, you know, just see you and say, okay, why not? Let me try. Because I've seen people actually do that and, you know, were successful. But then you have people out there, you know, that send the penis picture.
What do you think about that?
Like, you know, I would say this. I believe, you know, there are females out there that, you know, that would want a nice dick pic, but majority of the time they want to be the one to say, "Can you send me a?"
Yeah, ask first. Like, wait for her to ask.
And I don't get why. Like, and I've always said, like, what do you think's gonna happen? She's gonna see your dick and say, "Oh, that's a nice penis." Especially if you work in porn. Oh, that's a nice penis. I've never seen those before. I'm not getting those at all. I mean, like, oh
yes.
I mean, that's exactly it. That arch of that penis, you know, it goes to the left.
I'm only
getting one of that arch to the right. Huh.
Let me call you immediately.
And look, it's uncircumcised. Me got dust up in the wrinkles. Oh yes. And it's fully erect, and it still looks like one of those whack-a-moles. So
wow. You've done a better dick rating than I ever had, Prince. So, like, what have you seen?
McMillan Health Center.
I was saying this. Like, the thing is, like, for some reason, like, I speak to a lot of different people, whatever, and they're free to share a lot of stuff with me. And sometimes, for some reason, they just feel the boldness enough to say, "Look what this MFer sent me," and they send it to me. I'm like, first of all, look, I'm straight. I don't want to see this. But it's like,
damn. So you done seen some fucked up dicks, huh?
I done seen, yes. And I'm like, you know, don't get me wrong. I want, you know, y'all to get respect, whatever. But don't send it to me.
I have a question real quick for you, Ember.
Uh-huh.
So now as I've gotten older, I've realized that, oh, vaginas are like snowflakes. All of them are different in various ways. I don't see a lot of I guess I don't see a lot of other penises that aren't porn penises. I don't know how that sounds. But is there like a standard? Because, like, you know, like, damn, like, that's a regular, like, I know that's a normal dick, but it's ugly. That's a pretty dick. Like, is there in your mind, like, oh yeah, so there's like 9 different dicks out there? Like, because in my mind, there's like, well, I say they're all different. I say all vaginas are like snowflakes, but they're like 12 vaginas.
So what you're asking me, are there different kinds of dicks that I've seen?
Yeah, because porno dicks usually look pretty uniform. Like, they just look like they're ready for camera.
Darling, not every penises are the same, too.
Okay.
There are different shapes.
I love
are different sizes.
I got that. I just
sometimes there's a one penis with two different colors. So
that happens to a lot of light skinned people, I notice.
I mean, i.e., you mean you? Never mind.
Yeah.
You're less than it. But
not funny. No, it's hilarious actually. But okay, that's good to know. That's good to know because you know you're like. I was like, I wonder if a woman goes through the same things that, you know, guys go through. Like, I've never seen one that looks like that, but I know they're out there that looks like that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird question. But I do want to say this. Is there anything?
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, how is it weird? Because sometimes, okay, this sounds horrible, but sometimes you see a vagina and you'd be like, oh, It looks like a small dog got to it, but
wow, yeah, but I agree.
But then I wonder, there's probably a dick out there that looks like a dog got to it, and there's somebody being like, I'm fucking this guy with this weird dick.
Is this people?
But it's
people don't take care.
Nothing wrong with it, apparently.
People just don't take care of themselves sometimes, CW.
That's true. Men, we're never taught how to clean ourselves ever. There's no one that sets you aside that says, hey, your balls, they could smell better. Like, you could take care of them. You could freshen up.
It's called soap.
Yeah, I mean, people use soap, but then it's like, you know, like, a young lady will be like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and they'll go and freshen up. The guy's just like, I'm here.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Who cares?
I was like, you shower before you put on those basketball shorts, or are those straight from this court?
And if they do anything, they'll grab a wet nap and just do a wet nap and keep on going. And say, I'm ready. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or a baby wipe. So yeah,
I am lucky that I've actually worked with guys who care about their hygiene.
I'm just saying some men are selfless, so they don't care. So I do want to hit on this. Do you have anything coming out that soon that anybody should? Everybody should check out.
Not that I know of. We haven't been shooting.
I mean, you might have stuff.
That you trying to trip her up or something?
No. I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff people have on their OnlyFans that they shot previously and they've not edited yet because I've seen that already.
And I was as of right now, no, but I'm trying to get there. Okay. Like, get together with some people so that we can shoot some OnlyFans stuff.
Okay, because I know people who have been shooting. So I've seen my friends at talent testing yesterday. So I'm just making sure. I was just wanting to throw that out there. But I will say this: everybody I do know, she had like it was a 3-part scene that just got released recently that y'all should check out. It's called Body Swap. It's on Girls Way.
Yes, Girls Way. Yeah,
y'all should go check that out. It's I know Body she swap. Did it with huh.
You said body swap is
body swap, yeah. Hmm. Basically, her and the other girl switch bodies and the.
Oh my God! Body. It's like your dream.
No, because he knows that I love movies that with
bodies. Oh, I was talking actually about Ember Snow, but. Mm-hmm. Where you say you dream your other people, and then now you're doing the same. Yeah. But Rawstar loves all those. Hey, I'm in my grandfather, and my grandfather's me now.
Then you love Freaky Friday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Freaky Friday, 18 again. I mean, a star, like, what's this movie called? Wish Upon a Star. It's so many. I really like those movies. So don't, yeah. I get it. And I also like Girl. So that's why
it's with Emily Willis. So I mean, guys.
I mean,
I know a lot. Yeah, of people
and
love
with
her,
so. Gia Page.
Page and Dana DeArmond.
Yeah, Dana DeArmond.
Oh. Yeah.
So okay. It's a good cast. It's a really good cast.
Yeah, so y'all should go check it out. I know that's on Girls Web, but y'all should also make sure you go on everything that she does. I mean, as far as her, all of her stuff. We're near the end of the podcast, so I'm just making sure that I hit on everything because we only have you for so long. So I wanted to make sure that I did mention, you know, everything that was necessary.
People can find you. Find your work.
So to say again, like,
and pay for it.
She's been nominated for many, many things. So her work speaks for itself as far as how talented and how wonderful she is. We really couldn't go into full depth into this podcast, but like I was saying, I've known her. I met her July 29th of 2019, and I know the dates. I'm sorry, history major. So it's been about a year since I met her in person, and like every time I see her, it's just a complete pleasure, joy, and as a person, she is very beautiful inside and out. And I know if you see anything that she does, anything that she's in, you would say this woman is perfection. So I want you all to go out there, you know, make sure you check out everything that she's in. And make sure you support her in every single way.
Follow me, please. It's free to follow.
I was about to say, Miss Snow, please tell the world any place or anywhere that they can find you and support you and whatever.
You can follow me on Twitter. It is Ember Snow XXX, and my Instagram is Ember_4ever. If you're following, well, I also have a backup account. It's Remember the Ember, but other than those accounts, you know, don't follow anybody else, because I'm pretty sure I have a lot of fake accounts on Instagram alone.
Yeah.
And there have been some guys who've been like scammed. So I mean, whoever was impersonating me was lucky, because I can even get like a Skype show sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Like, come on, guys. I'm the real deal. So again, it's Ember Snow XXX and Ember_4ever. I do have an OnlyFans and Sex Panther. And if you have any questions regarding anything, I do have an assistant who handles my email. It is askembersnow@gmail.com.
Okay. And by the way, she also has a mini vids. And she has an I Want Clips. So also she has an Amazon wish list. So go on there and buy her the fourth item down. I have no idea what that is, but wherever the fourth item is down, we all hear this, just go there and buy that fourth item and just say, and buy it, you know. So whatever.
Thank you for being you.
And also she has Steam Streammates, but I don't know how often she goes on there. And also her website is www.embersnow.com. So just make, you know, just go out there and find everything that she is, because once you get hooked on the snow, you'll enjoy it. So. Yeah, that worked out differently in my mind.
I love you.
It's all good.
It was great. It started great. I liked it so far.
I didn't know what to go like. What I said, I'm like, you know, just off brain. But yeah. So she, as I say again, she has so many out there that she's produced, directed, and she's in. So just go out there and support her in every single freaking way.
Yeah, guys, it's good to support the porn stars directly.
Pay for your porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because especially right now, everybody as she said a few minutes ago, everybody's not working as frequently. And I know Miss Snow is out here doing her solos for you on her OnlyFans or on her mini vids or on her other glorious sites that she posts her material on. And you know, just seeing that, just paying I don't know how much your OnlyFans is, but let's say it's XX amount. You pay that XX amount and you get a full month of all the content, everything that she does. And once you're there, you're hooked. And then there's options where you can get like 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. And you can pay for a full year up front. And you know, and if you can't,
I guess 50% right now. See? If you pay like 6 months to a year, it's 50% off right now. So it's like $5 a month.
So that's
boom. And that's, yes. Once that's you get hooked on the snow, you know you're gonna want more.
There you go.
I had to charge the brain.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't get it out.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at CC Fitness LA. My gym at ccfitnessla.com. CC Fitness on Facebook. CC Fitness LA on Instagram. You can find my private Instagram where I post shit about myself and memes. At Christopher_Willie with an IE, not a Y, _J.
Okay. You want to find us? We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram. BurbankMisfits.com is our website. And list everything that we do as far as the podcast. As far as photography, videography, CC Fitness is Chris's gym, and you know, our website design and stuff like that. And we're Burbank Misfits everywhere, even on Twitter. And if you want to find me directly, it's RAWSTARR, and that's on Twitter and on Instagram. But yeah, Miss Snow, thank you for joining us today. We're greatly appreciated. You are a joy and delight. I know we only had you for this short time. However, you know, we'll love to have you back one day. And
yeah,
and we can get, you know, go deeper in. As I say again, everybody, make sure you go out there and support the mess out of her, because as you can see, like, we didn't even go fully in depth, and you can see the wonderful human being that she is.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me again. Thank you for the laughs. I needed it.
No problem.
So please tune in next week and talk to you later.